Bye. Which matches the clock.
I brought skills. You want these skills?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a skill away too. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
My goal someday is to play live, like at a party or something.
Technically, it's already there. We should just go.
I heard they were having some sort of auditions, but
what?
I heard the Oracle gatherings were having some sort of auditions for this year's performers. But I don't know. See, you know, like 10-minute auditions. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Like, strap on my keyboard, and carry it, get my PC speakers, mount them on like a. Mount some battery-operated speakers on like a guitar
strap. You
can make
like suits with like every piece of equipment on one of the appendages. So all I gotta do is be like, and it's body music.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought about, there's a trick you can use with fiber optics to sense joint movement. I read about on the net, this guy made a pair of VR goggles, or VR gloves, using fiber optics and sensing interference patterns in them. And I thought of, how cool would it be to make one of those combined with maybe something like a Hall effect sensor so that it sort of knew which dimension it was in there that would let you just play the keyboard in the air. You have the wearable keyboard, you just be like...
That's cool.
But a fair amount of work, so I haven't actually gotten as far as even figuring out, you know, buying the parts, much less building it. It'd be a neat thing to do. Speaking of wearable audio systems, you have like the wearable keyboard. The tone generator is like this thing mounted to your chest and you reach and push.
You can just
on.
Go to parties and like dance around and make music and people are like, where's that coming from? And you can wire it in somehow into the speaker itself.
Yeah, you have like a little
wireless
microphone. Yeah.
You just go in a dance party and just start making
where is it coming from? Yeah, so I actually, unfortunately, I couldn't figure out any way to stop Sinan to, like, create a... Oh, I bet all I have to do...
Without what?
Without stopping the MIDI.
But I think it's okay because,
Standalone?
Oh, do you have to stop the MIDI and like the transmission itself? Or like, if you press stop on that, I'm in like here.
Oh.
I'm in a groove mode.
So it like doesn't even matter.
But I imagine that it probably keeps the tempo.
Yeah, even once it loses sync, probably. The other
other thing is I've never been able to be good stuff. Maybe that's some idea. Like, once you've edited a pattern, there's an asterisk next to its number. But then if you turn the power back and off and back on, it's gone. I think there's like a save button somewhere, but I can't find it.
I wonder if it has a... I was just reading about something about that in my track. That if you recalled it from like a previous sync or something, it puts an asterisk just so you know or something. That's the part.
You need an instruction book.
Or you don't have an instruction book over there?
Yeah, it's one of these less than $100 on eBay kind of situations.
What about this one?
I have an instruction manual for this one. But it's like that thick. Seriously. There is a lot of software in this thing.
Wow.
And I have been able to figure out how to save patterns on this, recall them and all that, but I'm not on this one. I know it's gotta be simple. It's just not, it's eluding me somehow. There are too few buttons or something. And I'm just looking for some way to hit save. Anyway, it's cool though. I mean, I can like do jams. I think it would be cool because I kind of like it.
Like, you know, it's two tracks.
Thank you. I'm gonna be there.
Actually not very expensive at all.
I just I think that people would
sell.
Yeah,
most of them are actually new. I don't know what the deal is with those KLHs. They're obscenely cheap for the amount of features they have packed in them, which, you know, apparently they're made in Scandinavia somewhere. The green laser, of course, was not that cheap, but then green lasers never are. Sadly. Back when I was in high school, I did some projection holograms. I was simultaneously gifted and talented and learning disabled, which kind of shows you how our educational system works. And the gifted and talented program had a laser and some beam splitters. Fit of boredom one day, I set up a projection hologram. I also had a Heaney laser that I built later. It's a pain in the butt. I mean, I didn't build the laser, I bought a laser tube, but I built the power supply for it and whatnot. But I mostly played with, like, sending music over it. You know, drawing pretty little patterns with it using scanning mirrors and stuff. But yeah. Projection holograms are tricky stuff. Making them happen in a high vibration environment is very, very difficult.
Really?
Because, well, in order to do a projection hologram, you have these two beams coming from 90 degree opposed, and the photons of light have to be so synchronized that they slap into each other at exactly the right place. And we did it on sand tables that were mounted on inner tubes filled with water and whatnot, to get the vibration down to where you could see the projection hologram and it was clear what it was. Doing it in, like, a party environment would be very, very difficult. I mean, I'm sure that in 5 years, 10 years, someone will invent some easy way to do it. But using the techniques currently available to us, the holograms stored on film are pretty easy to make. You've seen those, I'm sure. It looks sort of like three-dimensional pictures. I like to play with stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.